Welcome to Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope, where each week you will find yourself feeling loved, inspired, and encouraged in your life. Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope will place a smile on your face and warm the cockles of your heart. Tune in each week, Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio tonight. We're having some trouble with the chat room, so I don't know if you can get in or the show page, but the call-in number is 1-646-787-8015. Sometimes when a lot of people access Blog Talk Radio, there are technical errors, so please bear with us. But I want to welcome all of you to the show again. Tonight, my show is going to inspire and encourage you. And a dear friend of mine, son, Nick Hubber, we're going to acknowledge him and his work in the community. He's on our show page. And, of course, Dave Nassanay's caregiving book. He is my sponsor for June. And our veterans and military and Patty Colvin with MakingItHappenInc.org. And once again, you could call in at 1-646-787-8015 if you can't get into the chat room or access the page. So feel free to do that as well. Thank you, Olivia and Eric and Drew and everybody coming for the show tonight. And listen, I want to tell you that the server I'm on, because it's a new one for me, I won't be able to go back and forth to the chat room if it does get up there. So Drew and Eric, you'll be running the chat room for me tonight. And if I need to know anything, text me. So there's always two ways to skin a cat. Anyway, I want to welcome Edwin. I know he's listening. And Henry and Chaplain Steve. All of you, God bless you for coming tonight. And I wanted to play this wonderful commercial for Dave Nassanay. He has penned a book, The Caregiver's Caregiver, and you could purchase that book. He's a marvelous caregiver for his wife for many years, and he lets you know about all the information about caregiving and burnout and just a lot of information that will really help you. And you could hear his story now. I'm going to play it for you. And I hope you'll support him and get his book. You could get it in Amazon, thecaregiverscaregiver.com.
One arm, one leg, 100 words, overcoming unbelievable hardships, is about Charlene, a stroke survivor. Back in 1996, Charlene was a healthy, normal, very active 52-year-old woman whose amazing talents resemble that of both a Martha Stewart and a Wonder Woman. But all that changed when she suffered a massive stroke that left her severely speech-impaired and paralyzed on the right side. Who am I? My name is David. I've had the privilege of being Charlene's husband since 1975. We had a wonderful, fairy tale, storybook-like courtship that culminated in our marriage a year later. Charlene had just come out of a marriage where, after 10 years, she received two black eyes and a broken nose by her former husband, when he came home high on speed. Charlene believed in no second chances of any kind for abuse, so she left. Finding herself all alone in the world with her 5 and 10-year-old daughters, Cynthia Lorraine and Deborah Lynn, she started raising them by herself for the next 2 years. Then fate brought us all together. After falling in love with Charlene, Cindy, and Debbie, our love then produced Rebecca Elizabeth. We had a wonderful, normal life for the next 20 years. But today, things are very different for everyone. One arm, one leg, 100 words, overcoming unbelievable hardships, is the amazing story of a woman's fight to survive all that life had thrown her way. Everyone who knows Charlene is thoroughly amazed at how she lives day by day, month by month, year by year, and with a smile on her face and hope in her heart that everything is going to be okay. Her faith in God is her foundation in this hope, that everything happens for a reason, and what doesn't kill her will make her stronger. She inspires everyone who meets her. Her accomplishments since her stroke are very impressive, often making us normal people look like whiners and complainers. So pick up your copy of One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words, Overcoming Unbelievable Hardships today. You won't be disappointed. Just hear what best-selling author Lynn Barrington has to say about it. If you think you have it bad, read this book. This is a beautiful, genuine story told from the heart. It's inspiring and easy to read. When you finish this book, you'll be able to look at your concerns in a new light. How about the reaction of 9-time Grammy and Dove Award recipient, the godfather of contemporary gospel Christian music, Andre Crouch? Charlene just won't let the promises of God go, and she has not let her circumstances get in the way of her faith. She's not just a survivor, she's more than a conqueror, as the Bible states. You'll be encouraged by her testimony, regardless of what you're going through. Available everywhere, but if you purchase your copy directly from the author's website, onearmoneleg100words.com, Charlene and David will personally autograph your copy. Enjoy!
Thank you for listening. They're having trouble with their website tonight, so please bear with me. I hope you all can hear me. You'll probably have to call in. That's about the only thing I could tell you, if you're able to. But I did leave the phone number, the call-in phone number, in the face page. I can't even access my Facebook page through the server, so I'm having trouble doing that. Anyway, once again, I just want to thank all of you for coming to the show tonight. And I've got some, I want to honor Nick Hubber and let you know that he has an award given to him by the Ralph Supermarket in the Southern California area. He's connected with his mom and dad in Hope Mill, HOPEMILL.com, and they put together blessing bags and distribute them into the local neighborhoods and community. And they have toiletries and socks and food and water and all kinds of wonderful necessities for the precious homeless veterans and other homeless that are in our communities. And they have a heart to do that. And Nick got credited for that at Ralph's Supermarket, the store he works at. And his mom and dad and his family have started this organization many years ago. They saw the need to meet every need there that they could with backpacks filled with supplies and blessing bags that I call. And they contribute and donate to Mama Joyce so that I can give them to the people in our community where I live too, which is next to theirs. So, Nick, we want to say a big thank you, big shout out to you, and thank you so much for your work in the community and your mom and dad, Pearl, and her husband. And listen, I wanted to let you know that they need washcloths in the month of July to go into the backpacks and the bags. That's what they need for the month of July. So if you want to go to hopemill.com, you can see what their webpage is about and donate. And if you live in the area, in the Southern California area, you could go and help them distribute bags and put them together and donate some of the items that they need. But that's hopemill.com. Also, we have Patty Colvin. She is the CEO of MakingItHappenInc.org in my community. And they're in need, desperate need, for a van, a new van. They use that to pick up the food for the homeless that they feed every week. It's an honest need. They're doing the Lord's work, so let's keep them in our hearts and prayers. If you're in a position to donate a van, that'd be great, or maybe to donate some money so that they can get a van. And, of course, they're a 501c3. They're tax-deductible. So that's Patty Colvin at MakingItHappenInc.org. Of course, we're going to talk about our precious veterans and military since the Memorial Day is coming up, and I have some clips to play of that, some wonderful music, and I just hope that you'll enjoy the show tonight. I want to thank you once again for everybody coming. I would like to play this beautiful representative of our veterans, Tim Scott from World War II. And I hope this will just bless your soul.
Each and every man and each woman who served, we want to make sure that you know that we know that we are here because of you. I will tell you that I've had the privilege of watching boys become men because of Command Sergeant Majors, Colonels, men like General Livingston who makes Marines. I just want to find the right words to say thank you, but I've just realized I don't have them. And we'll just go around the room, we'll shake your hands, and just know that what I'm trying to express, there simply aren't words to say it.
Good morning, greatest generation. Thank you for our freedom. And would you join me in a pledge of allegiance to the greatest flag of the greatest nation in the world? One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen.
It is an honor and a privilege for the North Charleston Convention Center to host this event on behalf of our Congressman Tim Scott.
But over the next few minutes, as I'm walking through the audience, passing out medals and pins to the men and the women who serve this great nation, we decided to do it this way because I wanted each individual to hear your name called. I want each individual to know that we understand that America is great because the individual took a stand for this nation.
I brought General Patton's boots. And veterans, you are not forgotten, or nor will you ever be. I would like to read one more of my grandfather's remarks of the men who served with him, but I believe this is true of all the men who served in the Second World War. No other army in the world could do this. No other soldier could do what these men are doing. So by God, I am proud of them.
When I think about why we call this generation the greatest generation, I think about the fact that if it were not for you, the world would not exist at all. We will honor our commitment to you because you honored your commitment to us before there was a cause. Thank you so much.
We honor them in World War II and in World War I, Korean War, Vietnam War, all of the wars that we've had to fight in the United States, all over the world. We just want to say thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for keeping us a land of the free and the home of the brave. We thank you from deep in our hearts, and you're in our prayers daily. Mama Joyce prays for all of you, those who have served and those who do serve. It's very important that you know you're not alone, and we love you. And my prayer is that our nation will do more to help our precious military and our veterans, that every need be met, from medical to emotional to physical to monetary to jobs, whatever they need when they come home, that they should have all of their needs met. And I prayed this for all of them. They're precious. My dad was in World War II, God bless him. And, you know, he was a wonderful, wonderful dad and grandpa to Eric. And, you know, I just really miss him. He's gone now, but he served in our country in World War II, and he did a mighty fine job, I'd say. So I do want to honor our precious veterans in our military today and ask that any of you who are in a position to do something to ease a burden on these precious ones who served our country, please. There's so many things you can do. I can give you a list of things that would help them. Electric wheelchairs, payment for medical expenses and housing, and if they need babysitting, if their loved ones are overseas, food to help pay the bills. There's so many things that we can do as a people. If our government is not in a position to do that, then we as a people, we have enough people in our country that could step up to the plate and honor these precious ones. So please consider doing that. Keep them in your heart and your prayers. And if you, like I said, if you can do something, please do something wonderful for them. Having said that, I just wanted to welcome everybody again. And sorry we're having technical difficulties with chat room and getting onto the website. But like I said, you could call in at 1-646-787-8015 and feel free to call in and listen to the show that way. So I also want to promote heavenlydeposit.com. It's a movie coming on later this year. It's faith-based, and it's a wonderful movie that'll inspire you, and if you've lost your faith, it certainly will bring faith back to you for certain. So I hope you will check that out. That's heavenlydeposit.com. And, of course, my website, my son put together for me, angeloflovministry.com. So check those out and keep us all in your prayers. I wanted to say that at the end of my show, towards the end of my show, I'm going to go ahead and have prayer. So if anybody needs prayer, if you can't get through, that's not a problem, because God knows what you need, and I will lift you up. I don't even have to know your name. But I will definitely be praying for everybody towards the end of the show. Having said that, I would love to play another song for you. And this is Ray Charles, and it's called Beautiful. was Ray Charles, and that song to me, I sing that to God because he is so beautiful to me. You know, I love God so much. There's so many things in our world that are going awry today, and very, very heart-wrenching, and if you watch the news, you get really discouraged and depressed. In fact, Mama Joyce has gone through a siege of depression as well, because I took my focus off of God and what his word and truth say, and I put it on what's going on in the world and my present circumstances and everything. So I want to encourage you, if you get bouts of depression, it's very, very common. It happens, and it's very understandable, but don't remain there. That's the thing. Don't remain there. When I was going through a rough patch there, I reached out and I asked for prayer, because prayer is the most powerful tool. And in the process, I met some pretty awesome people. I have a new friend named Edwin, and who we have connected, and Tony and Janet. So, you know, I mean, we just need to reach out and pray for one another and support each other and encourage each other. Make ourselves available to other people who are in need, especially when you're going through something and God sees you through it. Make sure that the grace and mercy that he has shown you and helped you get through it, that you could turn around and in turn help somebody else. That's one of the main purposes of being a vessel for God. Also, to glorify him. I live to glorify him, and that's what I use this show as an uplifting, because God is love. And that's what we need to represent him as, a loving, unconditional vessel of love from God, and a light unto he's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. So let's all remember that. This is for our precious veterans and military out there. It's by Toby Keith. If you like Toby Keith, it's called Proud to Be an American.
Tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, but the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that fight to me. And I gladly stand up next to you, and it may hurt still today, but there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land.
definitely God Bless the USA. What a beautiful, beautiful song, and how we are to remember our precious veterans and military. We just thank you once again so much. You know, like I said, I'd like to use my show to inspire and encourage and perhaps spark something in someone where you'll want to be a part of the solution and not the problem. And you can do that by locating things in our world or in our community respectively, and see what needs to be done. There's a lot of elderly in their homes that need help with fixing up their homes or grocery shopping or a ride to the doctors or something like that, or even our precious veterans. And make ourselves available. Find out about those things and make yourself available to them. Maybe you have a coworker who's been sick for a while, or maybe they have a spouse that's dying of cancer, God forbid, or something. You just make yourself aware. There's so many needs out there, and we can make a difference. Listen, it doesn't always cost money. It doesn't have to cost money. Just some of your time. For instance, one of the things that I have a passion for, besides the military and the homeless, are special needs adults. And I taught them for 16 years. They're my angels, and I love them. It's something I love doing. It was the best job that I had that God gave me, and I was forced to early retire in 2007. However, I have thought about maybe returning and doing a little volunteer work back over there, if it's God's will. And if not, then he has an even better plan for me. But I always try to pray about what God's will is, because I don't want to be out of his will. I want to be obedient, because, of course, there's consequences when we try to do everything on our own and we try to, go ahead of God. A lot of times he calls us to wait. Sometimes it's days, weeks, months, even years. But that's where trust and faith comes in, folks. And you get that through building your relationship with God and his son, Jesus Christ. Reading the Bible and developing that relationship, getting to know him, and to be still and quiet and listen to when he speaks. You know, I have made many mistakes, and I error, and I've had consequences for some of the choices that I've made. But for the most part of my life, even though I've been through a lot, he's been very gracious and merciful to me. And even though I've had some consequences that probably will last me till the end of my life, there are still other consequences that he wiped out with grace and mercy. And what I learned from that is when someone else is in need and they need to be forgiven or shown grace or mercy, I certainly can do that because I was forgiven. And I was shown grace and mercy. So there's the greater lesson in that. He is a God of mercy. He is a God of love. And he loves us. He may not love the sin, but he does love the sinner. And just keep that in mind, please. I'm going to play this next song for you, and I hope you'll enjoy it. It's by Creed. It's an old song, and it's called Arms Wide Open, because my arms, my heart, my mind, my soul is open to my precious God and his son, Jesus Christ. Such a beautiful song. Such a beautiful song. You know, if you really want to know to get to know God, read the Bible, pray, and He will reveal beautiful things to you. I have a beautiful audio called Love Letter from God, and it's about 10 minutes long, but I'm telling you, it will speak to your heart, and I hope this will really minister to you and you'll enjoy it.
The words you are about to experience are true. They will change your life if you let them. For they come from the very heart of God. He loves you. And He is the Father you have been looking for all your life. This is His love letter to you. My child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I am familiar with all your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered. For you were made in my image. In me, you live and move and have your being. For you are my offspring. I knew you even before you were conceived. I chose you when I planned creation. You were not a mistake. For all your days are written in my book. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb. And brought you forth on the day you were born. I have been misrepresented by those who don't know me. I am not distant and angry. But am the complete expression of love. And it is my desire to lavish my love on you. Simply because you are my child, and I am your father. I offer you more than your earthly father ever could. For I am the perfect father. Every good gift that you receive comes from my hand. For I am your provider and I meet all your needs. My plan for your future has always been filled with hope because I love you with an everlasting love. My thoughts toward you are countless as the sand on the seashore. And I rejoice over you with singing. I will never stop doing good to you. For you are my treasured possession. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul. And I want to show you great and marvelous things. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Delight in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart. For it is I who gave you those desires. I am able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine. I am your greatest encourager. I am also the Father who comforts you in all your troubles. When you are brokenhearted, I am close to you. As a shepherd carries a lamb, I have carried you close to my heart. One day, I will wipe away every tear from your eyes. And I'll take away all the pain you have suffered on this earth. Father, and I love you even as I love my son Jesus. For in Jesus my love for you is revealed. He is the exact representation of my being. He came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you. And to tell you that I am not counting your sins. Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. I gave up everything I loved that I might gain your love. If you receive the gift of my son Jesus, you receive me. Nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Come home and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I have always been Father, and will always be Father. My question is, will you be my child? I am waiting for you.
I could certainly picture that if God wrote us a love letter, that it would be extremely similar to the one I just played for you. And I hope it ministered to your heart. I want to welcome Barry. Hi, Barry. I'm glad you were able to make it. And we're having trouble with the website, I understand. So to call into the show was a wise thing to do in order to hear it. So don't think it's your device or anything. Sometimes there's glitches. But I want to take, there's about 15 minutes left of the show, and I do want to say prayers for everybody. And I have a list of people I want to pray for, and also the people who I don't know their name or what they have need of, but God does. And I shall be lifting up those too. And I just want to thank all of you for listening to the show tonight, and I hope you enjoyed it and it ministered to your heart. And I gave you some good ideas that you could help your fellow man, woman, and child. So, Heavenly Father, God, in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, thank you for the opportunity to share your word and to share this beautiful music that we've played. And I want to lift up to you first our military and veterans that have served our country. And Father God, please bless them in a very special manner. Protect them, keep them safe, and provide everything they have need of, Father. And I lift up to you the homeless and Drew and Chris and Eric and Barry and Jacob and Randy and Bree and Edwin and Olivia and Val and Ralph and all the persecuted Christians in the world and Israel and Cynthia and Tracy and Martha and Dave and Charlene and Patty and Making It Happen, Inc. and Jenny and Chaplain Steve and Nikki and Eric and all the homeless and our special needs precious ones and all the people who need prayer in our country, in our world, Father God, our leaders. Lord, we lift them all up to you, and you know what needs each and every one of them have, whether it be healing or finances or relationships, whatever it is they need, Father God, I lift their needs up to you right now. And thank you for the opportunity to bring these needs before your royal throne of grace, mercy, and love and truth. And I ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit and meet every one of their needs to overflowing, that you bless them in ways they couldn't even imagine, and prepare us for the days ahead, Father, and equip us to be in your will, to know what your will is, to be in your truth, to use wisdom, Father God. And I pray also for Henry for wisdom, and I pray for his family and loved ones and all of these precious ones and Edwin and all of their loved ones, Father God. I pray for them and lift them up to you, and for Jason especially. And I just thank you, Father. Thank you for the love that you bestow upon us. Thank you for this radio show that you've given me to share the word and to share, hopefully, encouragement and inspiration to all those, especially those who are suffering in our world. Father, help us to be aware of the people around us and to be a vessel of you, of your love and your honor and your truth. Help us to be aware. And we thank you, Father. We give you the glory. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And like I said, all the persecuted Christians in our world, we pray for them and their families. And we thank you. We praise you. And may this program glorify you, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of God, His Son Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. And I just am so blessed to be doing this show. I don't know how much longer I'm going to do it, but as long as God permits and He provides, I definitely will, keep doing the show. I'd like to play this next song for you, and it's a beautiful song, and it's "How Deep Is Your Love" by the Bee Gees, because I'll tell you that when I hear this song, it makes me think of how deep my love is for Jesus. And a lot of the songs that I play, some of them are worship songs, some of them have been back in baby boomer days, but I apply them to my relationship with God. And you can do the same should you choose to. But I will play this song, and I hope you really enjoy it. I want to thank you all again for coming. And we still have about 10 minutes, so I'll play a couple of songs to take us out. Once again, I want to thank Barry and Jacob and Val and Ralph and Edwin and Drew and Chris and Eric and Nikki and Jenny and Chaplain Steve and all of those who are listening tonight and Olivia. And God bless you all for coming, and I hope you will have a blessed week in the Lord. And once again, thank you, military and veterans, for what you do for our country. And thank you, Henry. God bless you. A beautiful song. So I'm going to take us out with this song now. It's by the Newsboys. It's a worship song, and it's called I Am Free. And I love this song. It's so uplifting, and to know that we are free in Christ, And I just want to wish everybody and pray for everybody who is in need tonight for a little extra hug. I'm going to send a big Mama Joyce hug to each and every one of you over the airwaves, and know that I love you with all my heart, and I just praise God for the opportunity to use this show for His glory. So having said that, thank you once again for everybody for coming, and I hope you'll enjoy this song, The Newsboys, I Am Free.
Can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams, and life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart.
Good night, and God bless you all.